This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
Okay, so Terry, the Browns return from the bye week and they take on Cincinnati, and they're on a good momentum because they went into the bye week with a win.
They're on a winning streak.
They are. One game.
One game. How about the last time they won two in a row was?
I had to think of that for a second, but what, like 2014 or something?
2014. So in other words, not in 15, not in 16, not in 17, and we're more than halfway through 18.
Not a two-game winning streak.
Two-game. So, in fact, when John Dorsey, the GM, had his bye week press conference, he said, we want to start stringing games in a row.
Right.
Like, more than one.
Okay.
So, and where is this game being played Sunday?
It's in Cincinnati.
And the last time they won a road game was?
2015.
Yeah, so not 18, not 17, and not 16.
Wow. Okay, so this is a big game.
It is, because I know what Dorsey is feeling, because I've had some conversation. He's just sick of all this losing. This guy now, you know, he comes into Cleveland a totally different mindset. Been in the NFL for 26 years, starting as a scout, working his way up to running the Kansas City Chiefs, now the Browns, but only with two organizations, Green Bay, briefly with Seattle, and then Kansas City. So I guess you could say three. Mm-hmm. But anyways, of those 26 years, 19 times his team made the playoffs.
Wow.
So he's not used to this.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to get used to this. And he doesn't want his players, especially Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett, you know, the younger guys, the core of the team going forward, thinking that, you know, 3-13, 4-12, this is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why part of the reason they made the coaching change, along with the fact that, you know, Hugh Jackson, the head coach, and the offensive coordinator, Todd Haley, were at each other's throats. But the fact was, Hugh Jackson, for example, was 2-10-1 in games decided by three or fewer points.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you looked at that, go, it's almost like, against statistical odds.
Yeah.
You know, 13 games, you think you'd win about, even a bad team would go like 4-9 in those close games.
Right.
So that was part of it.
Now, the other thing that's going on here, you mentioned Hugh Jackson, he's going to be on the sidelines of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Special assistant to Marvin Lewis. So he was out of work about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That will be interesting. The Browns didn't seem to care that he was going to the Bengals, because I think, you know, he's under contract the rest of this year. I think they could have said no.
Mm.
It didn't seem to matter. I think that they felt he wants to go over there, fine, go ahead. What exactly he'd be doing with the Bengals is unclear. I mean, some people think still Marvin Lewis has been their coach at Cincinnati for a long time, that Hugh Jackson would be the heir apparent. I mean, I have to admit, if you're running the Bengals, it's like, do you really want to hand it over to this guy, who didn't win, and on top of it, got into it with, in the end, with his offensive coordinator after the year before getting into it with Sashi Brown, the GM, you know. So those things, look at that. I'll tell you, here's something that jumped out at me from Hugh Jackson's press conference. I mean, here's something that jumped out at me from John Dorsey's press conference. He was asked about Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens is the new guy. What is he doing now?
No, he's the offensive coordinator
right
now.
He's calling the plays. He just said, and this is the exact quote, he said, it was nice to see that we had a game plan that we actually did on the field.
Oh, wow.
Well, how about that?
Oh, my.
It's like, ouch.
Yeah.
So whether the other game plans were convoluted and couldn't be enacted on the field, or they were drawn up and the players didn't do them, I said, that's a shot.
Yeah.
And I don't think he meant it, you know, just because of, I want to throw dirt on the guy that left, or the guys in this case. But what he did is, like, he figures there's only a few games left. They fired him with 8 games left in the season, you know, half a season. I want to see something better. He was tired of the team being penalized all the time. And so, you know, put in Greg Williams. He's still the, you know, interim coach, but a capital I. He's a long shot to get the job.
Mm.
But, you know, if Greg Williams goes in and beats Cincinnati and wins several more games, well, he's in the discussion.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.